Shvius, Perg Zion, Mishnah Dalal. Lokach Bechor le Mishtei Benoi, or le Regav Leitzarchlof. A person buys a Bechor for his son's Chasana, or for a Yontif, and he doesn't need it. So like we had the previous Mishnah, there are things that one's not allowed to do business with. So he didn't have any intention of doing business. He bought it for the right reasons, but now he doesn't need it anymore. They didn't end up needing to shacht this Bechor. Obviously, if he shachted the Bechor, like the Rav said in the previous Mishnah, one's allowed to sell the meat of a Bechor. And obviously, like the Rav says over here, we're dealing with a Bechor that is a Bechor that had a mum, that even a non-coin's allowed to eat. So mutter lomachro, so he's allowed to sell it. And the Rav says he has to sell it for the same price he bought it for, so he shouldn't have any profit from it. Mishnah continues, tzadei chaya oifis v'dogim. Hunters of chaya oifis and dogim, shenizdam lehem mine tmeim. So it happened to be, according to the Tanakhama, that they had animals that came their way that were not tahor, they were tame. Mutarim lomachron, so they're allowed to sell them. The Rav says, because it says, by an available, oh machor lenachri, the Torah says, the Torah only assured us to keep it around, to do a whole business enterprise with them. But just stam, a one-off where it just comes your way, that's mutter for a hunter to do. And Tosfos Yontif deals with how come in the previous Mishnah we actually brought a different pasuk. If you recall, it's from the pasuk of Lachem, the Chazal Dashan Shalachem, that it's yours. And the Tosfos Yontif said over there that the Chum have the ability to decide which scenarios that the Chum say that you're allowed to sell tame animals and which scenarios the Chum say you're not allowed to sell. So that was from Lochem, was the thing that mattered. So how come in this Mishnah the Rav brings a different pasuk altogether? So the Tosfos Yontif goes into it regarding when you have sometimes even have more than one pasuk, like in a smachta. Either way, it's mutter to sell in such a situation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not only a tzayid, not just a hunter, af mishin ismana loy lefi darko, even a person that just comes by his way, he didn't actively look for something, and he's not a tzayid, he's not a hunter. Not only that, he's not even hunting. Loy keach umaycher, he can even buy it in the shuk. All of a sudden, there's this great deal that comes, and he can get something for half price, even though it's not an animal that's tar, it's an animal that's tame. Loy keach umaycher, he can buy it and sell it. Uvavad shalo sehe umanuso bekach, as long as this doesn't become his profession. So now when the Mishnah says, v'chachamim oisrin, so the Rav says over here, dafka a person that's not a hunter, even if he's not a professional at this. And the reason that the Chachamim assured it for a person that's not a hunter is they only mattered a hunter because he had to pay tax from his profession. So they allowed him to sell these chayis oifis dogim tmeim, that he should be able to use them to pay his tax. So then what's the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanakhama according to this? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains the difference is the following. According to the Chachamim, Chachamim are mekel. Chachamim Oisrim is only on a regular person, but they're more mekel when we deal with the hunter itself, more mekel than the Tanakhama. Chachamim say that a tzayid who has to pay his tax is even allowed to proactively go and look for chayis tmeis and the like to pay his tax. And the Tanakhama, obviously, when we look at the words of the Tanakhama, it's just dafka shenis damnu lehem mine tmeim. It happened to come their way, but they can't proactively look for it. That's the way the Tiferes Yisrael explains the difference between the Chachamim, how they look at it, and the Tanakhama, who is more machmer. But what's pshat in the Chum? But they did allow a tzayid, a hunter, to proactively find chayis tmeis and things like that to then sell it. Isn't that doing business? Isn't that an issa d'oraisa? So just to pay taxes, who said? So we can say, like the Tosfos Yontif says himself, that he said in the previous Mishnayos, where Hashem gave the koyach of the Chacham, Legabi specifically this, to decide when and in what scenarios it's usher to do business, and when it's mutter. Like we said with the Pasuk Lachem, where Hashem tells us, Shalachem, that it's mutter, and the Chacham have the koyach to tell us of when that applies. So to here. Or you can say, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, where they allowed them to dig and plant on Shemitah, even though it's an Issa D'oraisa, Tosfos Yontif says, because of Sakanas Nefashos, to give taxes. So too here, it's for their livelihood, and they needed to pay taxes, or else I guess who knows what would happen to them. And both the Rav and the Rambam say here that the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yehuda.